This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. 60 minutes on the clock as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 on ESPN 97.5. You got Barry, you got me, Joel, you got Nick, you got Chuckling. What's going on?
Somebody texted the show and said, Barry, why don't you get the bleep out of Houston, you traitor?
Obviously an Astros fan.
I just want to know what we traded.
Can of soup?
Okay. No? I don't know. They called me a traitor, and I was just wondering, what did we trade?
A box of zebra cakes?
Bro, that's like cigarettes in prison right now.
That's zebra gold, cakes. Right?
Yeah, that's like good money.
Like, Ryan Clark is obsessed with this and, like, everything that's going on. Remember I told you how when all the backdrops of the people at ESPN and he was just going to put snacks? Now he started this whole thing, which I think is absolutely disgusting, where people are talking about, like, best way to snack. And so people were telling him he should be comboing cereals, like okay. Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes.
Let me know when you get to the bad part.
I'm good with the cereals as they are. I'm not into comboing some cereal.
Why not?
Well, okay, you're going to combo cereal? Do you combo cereal? Have you comboed cereal?
Yeah, absolutely. You never
what
take
combo the, works for you?
Oh, you can mix all the Captain Crunches together. You can mix like, yeah.
You want peanut butter with your Crunch Berries with your, no.
Yeah. Peanut butter crunch berries, bro.
Nick, where are you on this?
I've never tried it, so I can't tell you if it's
either.
Good or bad.
It just doesn't sound right.
If we had multiple cereals back in the day and they were good and complimentary, yeah, I'd mix them together. It's like you never did the suicides at the fountain drinks where you just did all of them, even the bougie. Like,
my sister used to do that.
Oh my God.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that mix.
I didn't either.
I loved getting the suicides and just do them all. Just go back, and I would do like it would take me forever because I wouldn't sit there for a long time.
Like, you'd put Mountain Dew and Dr.
Yep.
Pepper together?
Yep, all of them. Whatever was in there. Tea. It could be Lipton tea up in that bitch. Whatever. It was all going in there.
It just goes
there.
To show you'd put anything in your mouth then. That's terrible.
All
I
right.
Just, that taste would, ugh.
I wouldn't do the water. That was the only one I would skip was the, you know, they got
of
the
course.
Little water lever.
Yeah.
I'm not putting that in there. Running the suicide drink.
Yeah,
I can't believe y'all
unhealthy.
Never did the suicide drinks.
Nope.
Oh, man.
I've tried the suicide drinks. I just never tried mixing cereals. I've never tried doing that. But I've tried the suicide. I just don't like. I can see maybe one or two sodas being mixed together. Maybe some Dr. Pepper with some Cherry Coke, something like that. But outside.
That's similar.
Four or five sodas in one cup? No way.
Yeah,
and I would go down.
You.
Get me a 44-ounce suicide and play Street Fighter until my fingers bled. Oh, it was the best. Down at the Circle K where the guy would call me a mother bitch. Oh, it was the best.
Well, at least that was that's the best part of the story. I just – when you're Nick is doing similar – when you do Cherry Coke and you do Dr. Pepper, that's fine. But if you do, like, Orange Crush, Mountain Dew, and a cola, ugh, that's terrible.
I get it. You like your cereal separate but equal. I get it. That's how you were. That's
okay. Hey, let's get some news today in the NFL. Titans running back Derrick Henry has signed his $10.2 million franchise tender, meaning he will be with the Titans for at least one more year. Bad news if you're a Texans fan hoping that he would leave the division, but he is there, and both sides are committed to working on a long-term extension before the July 15th deadline. Tom Brady has his backup as Blaine Gabbert is going to be the Bucs second in command behind Brady on a one-year deal. Defensive end Aldon Smith, who's been out of the NFL and still might face suspension, he's been out since 2015, signs a one-year flyer deal with the Cowboys to try and bolster their D-line. In case that interests you at all. And then the one that everybody's talking about, and because they have too much time on their hands, is the fact that Tom Brady is going to rent Derek Jeter's 30,000-square-foot mansion in Tampa as his temporary house.
30,000 square feet. What do you do with that? Now, I was watching Kimmel the other night. Tracy Morgan had a two-lane bowling alley in his
house. Saw that, yeah.
That's unbelievable. What do you – 30,000 square feet? That's – I don't – that doesn't make any sense. I can't even fathom living in a house that big.
You'd have to put a dual exhaust on your lawnmower, Barry. You'd have to sub up that thing. You wouldn't be able to – 30,000 square feet. Turbochargers.
Nick, let me tell you something. If you lived in a house that was 30,000 square feet – you have 19 people doing your yard for you.
That's right. It's like 19 Laminex all over the place.
I am frugal with my money, so I chose to not pay for lawn service so I could get a bigger yard.
So you stuck to an acre, just an acre, right?
1.3. Let's, okay. Don't sell me short here, bro. I'm paying for all of it. I'm going to talk about all of it. but, dude, I looked up the house, by the way.
Yeah.
Pretty fancy. It looks like a conference center.
So the house has 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, an entertainment room, a billiards room that wraps around a pool with 2 boat lifts providing access to Tampa. While Jeter had it, the home was nicknamed St. Jetersburg. It's so big that then Rays manager Joe Maddon joked that if Jeter sold the property, the Rays could build a stadium there.
That's insane. It doesn't look that big. In fact, when I was looking at it, I don't know if it was from the article you had posted or from something else, but they showed a picture of Tom's and Giselle's old house back in Boston. Holy cow, that thing had a moat and everything. That one
that was in
really
LA.
Nice.
Yeah, $20 million mansion. Oh, was that the LA with a moat? Yep.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
that
seems ridiculous.
Light in LA with what real estate goes for around Hollywood and in Los Angeles.
It really does. They bought it for $11 million back in 2008, apparently.
Man, I'll tell you this too, Nick, and I don't know if you've ever done it in our neck of the woods, but I know there's like, you know, everybody says River Oaks for houses and things like that. If you drive down like the roads that go to Sweetwater Country Club, I mean, the houses there,
massive.
Like Taylor calls them hotels, but when you look at it, you just fathom, unless you just want all your close family and friends to live with you or something like that, what do you do with that much space in-house?
I know. I would always drive. It was actually on Sweetwater Boulevard. On Sweetwater Boulevard. And yeah, those houses are, yeah.
Palm Royal Drive and some of those drives. You go down them, literally the square footage looks like it's a suburb of Houston.
Yeah, I've talked about that neighborhood before. Yeah, I got lost. I remember I made the joke that I got lost in my friend's bathroom because he had like 7 doors in his bathroom. You know, but it's just so big. It's so big. The houses are – there's not really a small house in that neighborhood, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I want to say Shaq's either mother or grandmother used to live there, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. I believe it's the mother of one of his children lived there, yes. I believe that whether she still does or not, I don't know. But that, yeah, I believe I had heard the same thing. Then Barry, a story you were interested in the other day, but it looks like the Players Association for the NFL says that Eric Reed's claims that he made against about changing the language from the time that the players ratified the new CBA document to the fact that they made it public and made changes. They say Reed's claims are completely false, and they don't have an issue with it with the league.
What did they have proof? Did they show something? I mean, like, or is this just their rebuttal?
They issued a statement and a rebuttal and basically said, you know, we heard what Eric Reed was saying, and essentially it's completely false. And, you know, they basically talked about tweaking language, but nothing that was a deal breaker or changer. It says, yes, the NFLPA fixed a cross-reference in the final version of the new CBA. So essentially, they're saying they did it. No, that cross-reference reflects no substantive difference whatsoever from what the players were told about in the proposal of the CBA and what they voted to approve. So essentially, they're telling him, shut up and go away.
Shut up and dribble. So the league didn't say anything. The NFL Players Association is the one that came out and defended the final CBA and said,
right.
No,
and I
they're
think
wrong.
That you
their lawyers
had,
are crazy.
You'd still have an ongoing thing if the league was the one that said, you're crazy, stop it. Because then you assume that they did it and that's why they're in denial and it would help them in some way. But when your own Players Association tells you, that you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Now we know why he was paying his own attorneys to get involved, and he should probably save his money.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. They had screenshots of the two, so I wonder who changed it. Apparently the NFL Players Association changed it.
Yes, the Players Association is saying they did, which maybe he didn't know. I don't know, but maybe you should have done a little more research then. Yeah, all right, we'll continue to roll out the final hour of the show. There's another thing. We are all practicing social distancing right now, but it doesn't seem like certain NFL players are. We can talk about that when we come back, and lots more to get to in the show. It is the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, proudly hydrating with C-Force water.
That's high quality H2O.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Fellas, we're going to get to that NFL story I teased. But I'll have you know that Kendrick Perkins, who, by the way, is a fantastic follow, not only on Twitter, but the fact that when he's on SportsCenter, some of the things he says. Yesterday he said he needs NBA like elderly people need soft, cushiony shoes. Today he says, and the headline right now is, Kendrick Perkins says his children spent $16,000 on Fortnite. On Fortnite.
Just spend the $16,000 on anything. Not a car or above is crazy, but on Fortnite, man, I'm not.
They got,
I'm not
it says he got his credit card, 16 grand on Fortnite purchases. You what do you purchase? You guys play Fortnite? I don't. But what are you spending 16 grand on?
That's all the add-ons that you buy. That's what it is. But that's still ridiculous. You'd have to call the CPS on me because there's no way I'm spending $16,000 on any kid. But there's like all these little add-ons that you can buy. That's the name of the game. That's kind of the trend now. You get the game for free. You just download it. Everything about the game is free except all the little perks that you have to buy at $199, $299, $699, $399. Whether it's wheels on your car.
Those make you competitive, right?
No, it's just literally just being able to customize your game, your helmet, your wheels on your car. Like it might give you the ability to purchase stuff. It just goes on. And I played Fortnite, but I was terrible at it, so that was very short lived. But
you still play it, don't you?
No, I've never played a minute of Fortnite in my life. No, I don't even play Call of Duty. I played Call of Duty
and Fortnite. Yeah, I played. Okay. I play Call of Duty more though, but Fortnite is just way too difficult for me.
Okay,
I'm playing Wolfenstein.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
The German didn't even admit that.
I know that's crazy. I'm like you. I don't believe in corporal punishment, but there would be some kids catching the ass whooping for that for sure.
For me, an out of hand bill of that would have been, all right, so it's $60 a year for this internet or $70 a year for this gaming internet subscription, right? $500 in 1 month, that's egregious. $16,000. Did they specify over however many months? Because that better not be 1 month.
I didn't see him say anything further about it, and I just saw the headline go over the graphic. On the screen, but I don't know that I got that much detail, but even still, regardless of how long a time it took to spend that, how are you going to be on board with 16 grand?
Oh boy. I'd be like, okay, hope y'all enjoyed that. Cause you're not getting a car when you turn 16. I'll tell you that you just played your car on Fortnite, idiots.
Yeah, man. That's,
and that yes, I would call my kid an idiot. Is that bad? Is that a bad father? If I called my kid idiots?
Boy, I tell you
your
what.
Your silences speaks volumes.
Sometimes I just let that one, leave him alone, let it lie.
Your silence speaks volumes. Is that verbal abuse? Is that what you're telling me? You idiot. I can't believe you spent it, really? If so, my parents were terrible verbal abusers.
Hey, man, it was a different era. It was a different time. There was a different level of acceptability.
That's true. Really? So are you serious? Like, you couldn't even say, you couldn't be like, Taylor, you idiot. People would be like,
oh,
what?
My goodness, would you get. What? First of all, parents these days, it wouldn't just be an issue of taking it up with the parents. They'd be, if that happened like near school or whatever, oh my goodness. The parents would be ratting your ass out to everybody.
Really?
Oh,
boy, I'd
sure.
be fighting
yep.
some parents. I'd be like, which one of you hoes snitched? Meet me out in the parking lot. Let's go.
Yep. It, believe me.
I hope you're old because I will hit an old person. I won't hit a lady, but I'll hit an old person.
Well.
That's
and
crazy.
Always, and Taylor's of the age now that we got to watch everything we say because mm-hmm. she hears everything, she processes everything, and then she wants to say what we say. So we're constantly, like, giving each other the eye, like, nope, not going to use that term. And and the one thing, like, especially now during the coronavirus, like, to get Taylor out of the house and get her exercise, like, I'll take her on a walk with, you know, with me when I'm walking the dogs or whatever. And if one of the dogs, obviously they get rambunctious from time to time. And if one of the dogs, like, goes over and starts smelling, like, some poop in the grass or something like that, and I see that they're going to try and eat it, and I'll be like, Jack, you better not, because if you do. And the other day, and I was dumb enough to actually repeat this to Lisa, because then I looked like a complete villain. But I was like, Jack, if you do, I will. And I stopped, and Taylor goes, he meant to say he'll beat your ass. And I was like, well, looks like I'm going to have to change the terminology with the dogs, because she got me on that one. I was like, Taylor, we don't use that term. We cannot
hilarious.
Use that term.
She said, yes, you do. Like, I heard you the other day. Yes, you do.
She's like, okay, Daddy. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Because, like, I could just see her. And if she says she wants mac and cheese for dinner, and Lisa's like, no, I want you to eat some vegetables. She's like, Mommy, I'll beat your ass.
I'll beat your ass if you don't give me that mac and cheese.
Well.
So Lisa's okay with you spanking the dogs?
Oh, yeah, if I have to.
Okay.
She doesn't.
I don't know. I mean,
sure.
You know these.
No, you're
these
right.
Animal rights folks are.
Oh,
very
yeah.
sensitive.
She's always on the side of the dogs, no matter what they did. They could have eaten the couch, but if I, yeah, she doesn't want me to, and I haven't in a long time. But like, I mean, I still will like threaten it to my dogs because they know from the tone of voice I'm using not to do it.
Nora gets mad at me because if I have to, you know, I mean, sometimes you gotta discipline a dog. They're like kids. You know, you gotta give them a little pop on the rear. Nothing crazy. Just a little boop.
A little punch to the face, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's what Barry's doing. He's punching his little cat in the face.
No, I think that's what you're doing. You're just projecting that on me.
Wait, Barry, did Nick just accuse you? Did Nick just accuse you of punching the kitty?
Wow.
That's the way we do it in the third hour.
I award you no points.
We got a half hour to go, 30 minutes on the clock. Back at the final half hour, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final half hour, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel, we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. If you missed any portion of today's program, all you got to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. Menu will drop down. You can catch up on hours you missed. Then when you go back to the front page, all you got to do is follow the instructions to download the app. Take us anywhere and everywhere and never miss another ESPN show. You guys suck.
That's what you get. Yesterday I tried to throw it to you early. You had to big league me, stiff arm me. I'm not playing by your rules either, Joseph. Okay.
When have you ever? Simple.
This is a team, and
well,
you left
I don't know about
dry
that.
Yesterday, so turnabout's fair play.
All for the sake of the listener. So I was wondering, they had Minka Fitzpatrick on this morning on one of your favorite shows, Barry, with Stephen A. and Molly and what's his name, Max. And he was like, you know, right now, I luckily got a setup of weights in my garage, and I'm trying to stay in shape, and I'm getting ready for, you know, when the season can roll and we can start getting together, but I'm excited. And then I see the posts on social media that Lamar Jackson and his teammate Hollywood Brown are working out with AB, and they're all working out together, and they're taking pictures, and they're all arms around arms. And, you know, you're thinking about it, and we've talked about Sylvester Turner taking down the rim so that no one's playing basketball, because that could be such a contagious sport to play. But you got these guys sweating and working out with the football, and they're all proud of it, and they're publicizing it.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's not smart.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Not a good example.
Obviously, then everybody's going to start inquiring, too, about, you know, is Antonio Brown going to end up on the Ravens? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Well, of course that's going to start if he's working out with a bunch of Ravens. Although it wouldn't hurt Lamar Jackson's passing numbers to get him a legitimate wide receiver.
Well, yeah, just having another burner, because Hollywood Brown is damn good, and he blows the top off the defense. But, yeah, it's not even about ability on the field. It's just about, you know, how set between the ears is Antonio Brown, and you still have that over, you know, that kind of that black cloud hanging over you that says the league could still suspend him for all the crap that he did last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly a gamble if you're going to go after him, but sometimes the risk is worth the reward. And if you're that close last year and you add Antonio Brown and he's still healthy and can play, whoo, look out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, with the record that they had, they obviously collapsed in the playoffs, but best record in the AFC. And to add a guy like that, I'm sure there's plenty of teams chomping at the bit too, watching AB's situation going, you know what? If the league doesn't, it comes out and it says they're not going to suspend him, and we can sit down with him and we are of a pretty clear understanding of the fact that he's got his head on straight again, there's a lot of teams that would love to have him.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't know. That's the thing, though. It's a ticking time bomb. You know, I'm sure that the Raiders and the Patriots both thought they were going to get a guy that was going to be stable and help the franchise, and you can turn on them at any time.
Like I said, sometimes you have to weigh the reward for the risk, and maybe the Ravens are willing to take that gamble like the other teams did, because it really didn't affect, unless you gave up an exorbitant amount. You know, let's say Bill O'Brien trades for Antonio Brown. Then, yeah, because then when you have to cut him because he's an idiot and you've given up 19 first-round picks for Antonio Brown, yeah, then it would be bad. But, you know, if you could sign him on the cheap and get him a deal that says, kind of like what the Cowboys did with Smith, where the deal is all incentive-laden and you go out and you earn your money on the field, and if you're not on the field, you're not going to earn money. Well, that I think that's worth it.
Yeah, I mean...
Real quick, we'll couple of texts. Yeah, a couple of texts. Somebody, Nick, is requesting you drop your gamer tag.
My gamer tag?
Yeah.
Chaffy Pancake, my bad.
What is it?
Chaffy, Chaffy Pancake. Chaffy Pancake.
There you go. Somebody said, I played this stupid game on my phone a few years back. I broke my collarbone and I was high on painkillers. I accidentally spent $1,000. My wife was pissed. Yeah, you should have been punched in the esophagus for spending that much money on a game. NASCAR Johnny said the other day I was driving and I yelled out, "You dumb F-word," to somebody. And my daughter in the backseat was like, "Daddy, that's a bad word. We don't say dumb." He said, fantastic. "You're right, Isabella. I'm sorry." That's hilarious, NASCAR Johnny. Too funny. Last one. Somebody said, "Why can't you guys text back on the text line? Just curious. Other sports shows can't." Even if we could, I wouldn't. We do a radio show, not a text show.
So I would, because then they wouldn't have my phone number.
I definitely might. Yeah, I don't even say might. I would. There would be opportunities,
though,
and I would.
See, you guys are petty. I'm not.
Oh my
I couldn't
God.
Even get it out without laughing. But no, the whole point is the whole point of your text is we read them, we react, whether good, bad, or indifferent. The listeners are a part of it. If we just text you back personally – bro, that's just a two-way conversation. I'm not looking for that. I'm trying to make radio, not have a conversation with some rando that I don't know and you don't know me. Why would we have a text conversation like that?
Exactly, because let's also be clear. If we could respond through the station's phone number, that would be one thing, because there are dumb enough tweets we get, I mean, texts we get from time to time where we'd like to respond to those. But if we would respond and then give a loose cannon our cell phone numbers so that they could have that,
have it.
Nope, not happening. Nope.
I get enough craziness as it is without y'all having my text. Now, even if it was, I still wouldn't have a one-on-one conversation. This is radio. What we do is for the masses. So if you send a text, whatever it is, if it's dumb and I read it, or if it makes me mad and I read it, or it makes Joel mad and I read it, or Nick, the whole point is we want the whole listening audience to get the reaction.
So yeah, we want everyone to know what a dumbass you are, not just us.
Yeah, not just you.
And I was telling Nick in the break, Barry, like literally Taylor's just picking up on conversations and things, but she's now kind of to the point where she literally wants to be in charge. So like Lisa and I will be having a conversation and all of a sudden she's just picking up bits and pieces. And she says, Dad, what mom is saying is you should just sit on your computer right now and worry about that and not talk to anybody while we're having a conversation in the kitchen. I was like, did you just talk to your dad that way? And then she's like, oh, no, I didn't. I was just kidding. I was like, where is she getting all this? I don't know what she's watching on the iPad. We're going to have to make some revisions. Sounds like she's watching Real Housewives or something, the way she's talking back to people.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, man. By the way, in case we do always talk about good things with those in the community. One thing that we didn't mention, two things that we didn't mention that we should. One is HEB has extended their hourly Texas Proud pay period, in which they have extended the hourly rate of the people that work in their manufacturing warehouse and their store employees by $2 an hour. It was initially going to be through April the 12th. They're now going to take it all the way through May the 10th to make it more worth their while to have those hardworking people working during this time. So kudos to them. And then
hopefully they're getting overtime as well.
Depending on how many hours, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you would hope that. And then Jim Crane and the Astros had his freight company under the Crane umbrella deliver 100,000 coronavirus tests to local hospitals this week. More equipment and test swabs are coming soon. Up to $400,000 to support local hospitals. Allie LaForce was the one that tweeted that out, and she also put, this rocks, it should be a headline. If the Patriots plane delivering masks is a headline, as it should be, so should this move by the Astros, obviously referring to the fact that the Astros are the bad guys in MLB right now, I guess. But also, truth be told, Allie LaForce's husband is reliever Joe Smith. So there you have it.
Now, what's funny is, of course, you go to that thread, and rather than people being able to just say, well, you know what, they may be cheaters on the field, but at least Jim Crane is doing the right thing off the field. No, there's none of that. It's just people making trash can jokes. So trash jokes for trash people. Everything has its time and its place. Because somebody put, oh, I guess all those masks were delivered in a garbage can. S-A-D, bro. Really. That's just...
Seriously.
The man is trying to do something positive for his community, and you're just going to make trash can jokes. Unbelievable. What do people want? Like, is there any point of forgiveness? God, I hope that whoever his fan base is, whatever his team is, I really hope they get busted cheating. I really do.
So I'm
you
with
just
you.
Watch all these fans crawfish and backtrack and all that, because it's just – I get it. They're cheaters. I even said I still think A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno – should have to sit out 2021. Someone told me I need to get out of the city. But at the end of the day, if somebody's going to do something right, at least acknowledge it without having to give a backhanded compliment or be a dick about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they did something really cool. So, yeah, that just frustrates me. People are
doing, as we mentioned, if you have the means to do so and you are doing so, thank you. Because a lot more companies that have a lot that they could offer and aren't are out there too. So that's why we call and recognize them on the show, because it's a good thing. And if more people did that, we might be able to kind of curtail some of the problem that's going on with the PPE shortage situation that's going on with hospitals and people on the front lines.
Sorry, real quick. The person that keeps saying, oh, look, I tracked my stimulus check at this 800 number. I'm not a moron. I know how to use Google. I pasted the number into Google. It's phone sex, but that's a good try. And you guys wonder why we won't text back, idiot.
Jeez.
They've sent it like six times. They're like, hey, guys, you can track your stimulus check at this number. It's a phone sex number.
Gosh, that is just sharp, funny wit right there. Got
you
him!
You guys are great.
Wow, you guys are slick. That's funny. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We're going to put a bow on it next. Turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the final segment of The Usual Suspects coming up next, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final segment of the show on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we've had a good time chopping it up with you folks for 3 hours, and then Fred and AJ and Nick, are you doing the blitz today?
I am. Long shift today, so I'm doing the blitz and late hits.
Oh my god.
Taking that big old shift.
With Patrick and Jason.
Wow. I might tune into that just to see how much you're going to like chime in and see if you can out-yell them.
No way.
No way, huh? All right. So maybe it's not a what are the odds Wednesday, but the odds are no way. Speaking of some odds, everybody was obviously big into March Madness, their brackets, the whole works. Now that's gone by the wayside. One thing people didn't think about, maybe you guys, people could take advantage of this. I'm not sure. But because March Madness is canceled, they said that there is an overload of chicken wings out there. And if a lot of the bars and restaurants weren't able to cancel the orders in time, that there are a lot of these bars and restaurants that are trying to literally get rid of it before it spoils. I saw that in New York. They were giving it away. They like literally just set it up. They were cooking it and they were bringing it out onto the sidewalk. And people, especially in New York, with everything going on with the coronavirus, people were just like, oh, yeah, let me get some of that. And just dropping the masks and grabbing like wings. Yeah.
But now, why wouldn't you have enough foresight to at least put them in little boxes for people to grab and go instead of standing there and eating wings in some big nasty-ass wing buffet looking? New Yorkers are weird. Just put it in a little baggie or something.
And then what happens if they don't use the tongs? What happens if they just barehanded it to try and help themselves to some of it? I mean, it's just – they got to be smarter than that. But again, this is the case with a lot of restaurants right now where – we talked about it like a week or so ago, too, where the food trucks were saying, here, on top of your lunch, here's 2 pounds of ground beef that's uncooked in case you can use it. There's a lot of restaurants right now that realize because of the excessive inventory and the fact that they're not allowing dine-in customers right now, the stuff's just going to spoil if they don't get rid of it. But this Northwest Meat Company in Chicago said the wing business is totally in the gutter. People are only selling wings curbside to go. So they have places that are losing, you know, hand over fist because of the fact that in a lot of cases they ordered it. There's nothing they can do with it. So they're trying to get rid of it. So maybe when you're out there doing takeout, you know, big city wings and otherwise, I don't know if that's right. The case or not. But think about helping those guys, those people out, because it's obviously a problem.
Yep. We're going to order some more big city wings. We're going to get in on it. So. Support your favorite restaurants, man. Support your, if you love Nick's Place, go get a calzone from Nick's Place. If you love Big City Wings, get some wings. Go get the peanut butter bacon Laminack. Try that burger out. But right now, man, it's important that you support your favorite restaurants.
For all the enjoyment you had at Twin Peaks when they were open for business and everybody was in there. Well, you know, get some takeout from them right now because they would really appreciate it. I mean, you even think about it too. Like, Lisa and I were talking about it. When you drive by the Olive Garden out here, they have these big fluorescent lane signs, you know, and hoping that people will pull up and order takeout and realize they're open. And, you know, in lane one, they'll run right out and bring it to your car. And lane two, if you call. But here's the thing, most people go to Olive Garden, they want unlimited breadsticks and salad. So unless you're already advertising, we're going to give you a couple dozen breadsticks and a bunch of salad, as well as your entrees. People probably aren't going to get takeout from Olive Garden.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't think about that.
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because there's another restaurant not too far from that Olive Garden. You know what they're doing? They're just selling whatever that they have in the back, like in terms of inventory, like pasta shells they're selling. I've seen this restaurant is selling pasta shells, toilet paper, paper towels, anything they can sell just to move stuff. Because
really?
the normal menu items that move very frequently normally without a coronavirus pandemic is not being sold. It's just not moving. So they're selling anything. I've seen toilet paper, paper towels, pasta, and even hand sanitizer at one particular restaurant. No BS.
I've seen other restaurants that are capitalizing that if you order food from there, they'll throw in a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a when I went down to I went and saw Andy Huggins this past weekend, took him some food and then had to go pick up a wig and a hat for some videos. And the chick I picked him up from was like, hey, if you need toilet paper, there's a restaurant around the corner. It's set up where they have all their stuff in bulk, that they buy it in bulk, and they're just passing it on to their customers so you can buy it from them in bulk. I was like, oh, damn, that's cool.
Yeah.
They're doing some cool things, and it's a way for them to make a little money at the same time. Now, I don't subscribe to the price gouging that's going on with some of these places. Like, we got tweeted from somebody that was buying hand sanitizer for $1 an ounce.
That seems
high. That seems awfully high, but you know what? I know you need it, but still, man, even price gouging on hand sanitizer, just it's not cool, but I guess you got to do what you got to do.
I mean, it's whatever it is to stay in business. And then you got Mattress Mac, who is consistently daily giving out meals on the go to people. And as part of it, he went to his suppliers and he bought toilet paper and other things and said, if you need it, he's got it. So again, a guy that if he ran for mayor, he'd win. But there's a guy dedicated to doing the right thing, not price gouging. And subtly, I give him credit. He's still trying to say he has a business, because he's still one of the people supporting the TV stations by advertising and trying to do it the right way, by not trying to, you know, do his normal hard sales push. He's just basically saying, hey, if you're not resting well, you got a lot going on. And what you're, you know, if you need something to help sleeping, we still are open. If you want to come in, we're practicing safe practices, but we'll deliver the same day if you need a mattress or something in your time at the house. But it's crazy that he is so outgoing every single time. He never lets Houston down.
Never. The man is a saint. The man should have his own church. That's who you should follow.
There's another story.
I just saw a funny meme. You know that song by The Cure, Friday?
Yep.
When the lyrics are like, Monday, I don't know how the damn lyrics go. It was like Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack.
Friday, I'm
like
in
that.
Love. Yeah.
The meme says, Monday, you can stay indoors. Tuesday, Wednesday, stay indoors. Thursday, stay indoors. It's Friday, stay indoors.
Pretty true.
Pretty accurate, the world that we're living in right now. Like, that's pretty much it. You can stay indoors or you can stay indoors.
Yeah, man, it is. And so do what you can, but do it carefully. Do it the right way. Because the scary thing to me was, I saw a story on the news last night that if you go and buy groceries, don't bring them in the house immediately.
Really?
And because they're worried that the coronavirus can stay
on. I'm sanitizing it. I'm doing that. I'm not
packaging.
Bringing it
in. How are you sanitizing your groceries?
Dude, I like the pasta I bought, I sanitized. Because I feel like, and Joel and I were talking about this before, and I think you were saying, Lisa was saying this, I think a lot of it is being spread at the grocery stores, man.
Yeah, they're saying one of the most dangerous places right now is the grocery store, because you think about it, like in the produce department, you buy a package of strawberries. But about three or four other people, whether some aren't wearing gloves, are touching the strawberries and going, nah, there's not enough fresh ones. There's a spoiled one in there. And they put it back and they grab another package. Well, then the next person comes along. They didn't see him grab that. They go and grab it. When they bring it home, they may wash the strawberries, but they're touching the container that the other people were touching. So you don't know how many people touch those containers.
Is it like that? Is it staying on surfaces like that?
Yeah, they're saying it is. They're saying, and in fact, they're saying if it's non-perishable, they're encouraging people to leave it in the car for a set amount of time. And then even when you bring it inside, like if it has a box and it's prepackaged and it has a box, take it out of the box like a frozen pizza. Take the box off of it and just put the actual frozen pizza in plastic in the freezer so that you can avoid contact and continued contact with that box where it could actually live for a while.
How is it going to live in the freezer?
I mean, I'm just telling you what they said on the news, that it's up to 48
hours. He's not saying
to
live in a freezer. He's saying before you, when you get home, just take the box, throw it away immediately in the trash, and just put the pizza itself in the freezer.
Right.
In hopes of limiting the amount of contact that you have with anything that potentially has it on the surface. You know what I mean? He's not saying putting it in the freezer. He's saying put the box of the pizza in the trash and the actual pizza in the freezer is what he's saying.
Right. Well, I got that. But my point is, if you put the box in the freezer, the virus isn't going to live in the freezer. It's going to freeze.
But they're also saying, like I'm saying, for strawberries, for packages in the fridge
that
too. Because actually it can encourage the virus to live longer if it's refrigerated and sitting in your, you know, and sitting incubating or whatever the exact term is on packages, like a gallon of milk or, you know, different things that are just going to sit in your fridge for a while. Like it might have a longer lifespan. Hmm.
Interesting.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Well,
all right, Barry, you got to
I did
for
none
tomorrow?
Of that. So I'm going to spray Lysol on everything. I'm going to take everything out of the package and spray it with Lysol. So I'm going to spray all my strawberries with Lysol.
You joke. You joke, but
I'm gonna mess around and get this damn thing.
That's damn right.
No, I don't have a comedian yet, but I'll have one tomorrow.
Somehow. All right, look I'll forward to that out. And a whole lot more coming up on a Friday edition of F Yeah Friday on the Usual Suspects. But until then, we're out for today. Talk to you tomorrow. The Blitz is coming up next for Nick and Barry. I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. Stay tuned right here, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.